Let's read together Luke chapter 21. In this chapter, we have the Lord's apocalyptic discourse about the future of Jerusalem and Israel. Let's begin by reading the first 19 verses. And he looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the treasury, and he saw also a certain poor widow putting in her two mites. So he said, "Truly I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all, for all these out of their abundance have put in offerings for God, but she out of her poverty put in all her livelihood that she had." Then as some spoke of the temple, how it was adorned or decorated with beautiful stones and donations, he said, "These things which you see, the days will come in which not one stone shall be left upon another that shall not be thrown down." So they asked him, saying, "Teacher, but when will these things be? And what sign will there be when these things are about to take place?" And he said, "Take heed that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time has drawn near. Therefore, do not go after them. But when you hear of wars and commotions, do not be terrified, for these things must come to pass first, but the end will not come immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. And there will be great earthquakes in various places, and famines and pestilences, and there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons. You will be brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake, but it will turn out for you as an occasion for testimony. Therefore, settle it in your hearts not to meditate beforehand on what you will answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but not a hair of your head shall be lost. By your patience possess your souls." Let's begin our study of this chapter, Luke chapter 21, with some background notes. This chapter opens with the account of the poor widow who put two small copper coins into the collection chest in the temple courts. The Lord said that this widow, in chapter 21, gave more than the rich people who were putting larger amounts into the treasury. Why? Because in God's eyes, the amount you give is determined by how much you have left. Now the Lord turns to the subject of the future of the temple and Jerusalem and Israel in response to the disciples' questions when the Lord told them that the beautiful temple before them would be torn down. Verses 5 through 7. This discourse is known as the Olivet Discourse and is also found in Matthew chapters 24 and 25 and in Mark chapter 13. So an outline of the discourse here in Luke would be as follows. Verses 8 through 19 give the general conditions that will characterize the future from the time of Christ all the way until the end times. Verses 20 through 24 give the details of the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD. And then in verses 25 through 28, we have the signs that will precede the Lord's second coming. Well, so much for background then. Let's move now to our doctrinal teaching points for Luke chapter 21. Doctrinal point number one, the future of Israel was predicted by the Lord's prophecy. The future of Israel was predicted by the Lord's prophecy. Now remember, this discourse in context was not addressed to the church, but to the Lord's Jewish disciples in answer to their questions about the Jewish temple and Jerusalem and the nation of Israel. Obviously, the Lord's answers extend beyond Jerusalem and Israel when he said that there would be false messiahs and wars and disturbances and that nation would rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. But remember, it was specifically given to his Jewish disciples about the future of the temple and Jerusalem and the nation of Israel. The persecution of Jewish believers in verses 12 through 19, began immediately, as we read in the book of Acts, and continues now, as does the persecution of all Christians. Many Jewish believers have been disowned by family and friends, and some even put to death, verse 16. But the persecution of Jewish believers will intensify during the end time tribulation period. In fact, it will be a time of intense persecution for all believers. The tribulation period is known as the time of Jacob's trouble in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7. Now, verses 18 and 19 cannot be a contradiction to verse 16. It may be a reference to the faithful 144,000 Jewish evangelists of the tribulation period who are sealed and preserved from death, according to Revelation chapter 7. Or it may just mean that in death a believer suffers no loss. Now in verses 20 through 24, the Lord gives the details of the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem by the Roman armies that would take place in 70 AD. Let's read these verses. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation is near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those who are in the midst of her depart, and let not those who are in the country enter her. For these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days, for there will be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. And they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. This prophecy was fulfilled in 70 AD when the Roman general Titus conquered Jerusalem and destroyed the temple and as a result scattered the Jews among the nations. To this day, there is a victory arch in Rome celebrating this triumph. The Lord said in verse 24 that Jerusalem would be trampled down by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. The times of the Gentiles began when Nebuchadnezzar and Babylon conquered Jerusalem and destroyed Solomon's temple in 586 BC. The times of the Gentiles will continue until the Lord returns and liberates Jerusalem and sets up his earthly kingdom. Now, the Jewish people have controlled Jerusalem for relatively brief periods of time, as at the present time, but overall, Jerusalem has been subject to continual Gentile invasion and domination. When the Lord returns, the times of the Gentiles will be over. Now, in verses 25 through 28, the Lord gives the signs and conditions that will precede his second coming. Let's read these verses. And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear, and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man sitting in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws nigh. We know that the rapture of the church could be at any time. No signs are required. And we believe that the rapture of the church is before the tribulation period of the end times, which precedes the return of the Lord to this earth. However, we may see some of these signs and conditions described here beginning even before the rapture. Cosmic disturbances, tsunamis, fear of asteroid collisions, etc., etc. The good news here for the godly remnant of Jewish believers of the end times is that their redemption and deliverance as God's people will be at hand. And the Lord will return to this earth and to Israel with power and great glory. Verse 27. What a great day that will be. The future of Israel was predicted by the Lord's prophecy. Doctrinal point number two. The future of Israel was predicted by the Lord's parable. The future of Israel was predicted by the Lord's parable. Verses 29 through 33. Then he spoke to them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they are already budding, you see and know for yourselves that summer is now near. So you also, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Notice that the Lord did not just give an illustration of a fig tree, but a parable of a fig tree. Parables have deeper meanings and represent real events and real entities. We believe the fig tree in the parable represents Israel. The fig tree represents Israel in other Old Testament and New Testament scriptures. See Hosea chapter 9, verse 10, and Luke chapter 13, verse 6, for example. The Lord's point was to keep your eye on the nation of Israel. When it begins to put forth leaves, not fruit, leaves, then know that the end times are near and the return of the Lord to this earth to set up his kingdom is at hand. The other trees of verse 29 may represent the end time nations surrounding Israel. Now, it doesn't take much insight to realize that we are probably on the threshold of the end times as we speak. There are several possible interpretations of this generation in verse 32 that will not pass away till all these things take place. One good interpretation is that the Jewish people will be preserved, but they will remain in unbelief until the end times. The Lord's prophetic words will come true and not pass away. Verse 33. The future of Israel was predicted by the Lord's parable. Practical application from Luke chapter 21. Don't be caught off guard. Don't be caught off guard. Verses 34 through 38. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. And in the daytime he was teaching in the temple, but at night he went out and stayed on the mount called Olivet. Then early in the morning, all the people came to him in the temple to hear him. Again, these words were addressed specifically to the Jewish people in view of the coming destruction of Jerusalem and the need to escape. This exhortation is also in view of the coming tribulation period that will come upon all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth, verse 35, and the need for the godly remnant during the tribulation period to stay alert and not be caught off guard when the Lord will return to this earth. But this warning and exhortation can certainly be applied to ourselves as we wait for the rapture, the Lord's return for the church. Let's not waste our lives and squander our limited time, verse 34. Let's keep alert and pray and remember that we are going to stand before the Lord, verse 36. The Lord could return for his church at any time. Don't be caught off guard.